The effect of better conditions on deaths from a pandemic. It's noteworthy that what is disputed is not that people who live in better conditions experience lower overall mortality. On the contrary, as was already amply emphasized, it is the breakdown of the health system, the lockdowns and unjustified restrictions, the stress and fear, and more recently, the destruction of the immune system through the introduction of potions called anti-COVID-19, quote, vaccines, that contribute to the increased mortality. The shuffling of the health system, the imposition of deliberate genocide to please an unscrupulous elite, is making the overall death rate explode. However, again, that is not what is being discussed here. What is being discussed here is whether there is a correlation between the increased death rate and some fictional COVID-19 pandemic. And the answer is in the negative. No, there is no connection. Even during the times traced back over 10 centuries, when mortality amongst the commoners and peasants increased in some cases over 30-fold due to a real pandemic, there was also an increase in mortality amongst the aristocracy, albeit less, 1.5 to 2-fold, due to the better conditions under which the aristocracy lived. The deaths amongst the aristocracy were less, albeit there were still deaths of aristocrats during real pandemics. Conversely, this being the main point of this book, nowadays not a single European monarch or president of any of the 27, or if you will, formerly 28 members of the European Union, or say European country at all for that matter, has died from the ghostly, non-existent pandemic of COVID-19. Hence, any talk of COVID-19 pandemic is moot. As has been repeatedly remarked, there is not a single state-sanctioned person who has died from with COVID-19. For state-sanctioned personalities, even the lying world press maintains discipline and does not lie. As mentioned, even about the death of the British monarch's husband, no one dared even speculate that it might have had anything to do with COVID-19. Only when it comes to anonymous insignificance, whose daily deaths are turned into deaths from with COVID-19 by very corrupt doctors and politicians, in exchange for money and political power, are these news agencies lying about. This is not only morally reprehensible, it is criminal. Such behavior is a crime against humanity that must be dealt with by a new Nuremberg tribunal. The evidence based on shared biology is absolute. It's irrefutable. And it's better to take it into account and be done with this COVID-19 pandemic insanity, rather than now have more millions go scavenging, murdered in the service of some snafu political agenda.